Thank you so much, LA. Thank you. Thank you so much. How's everybody doing tonight? Thank you for being here. Thank you to anybody who's really here to see Green Day and showed up a little bit early to see what the fuck I'm doing. Like you, I have no idea. But if you don't know me, if you don't know my music, hey, I like your shirt. I'll tell you that one thing you probably do know is I think people, when they think about me, they think of someone who, even though that's been a million different things, likes to be honest about where I am in every moment of my life, that over the last 15 plus years has been a lot of different things, a lot of different identities. And all of those identities that I was trying on and seeing if they fit me, like the skin that I'm in right now, you all stood beside me and grew with me and watch me evolve. And I hope that we get to do that over and over and over again for the rest of my life. One thing that I do know is that even though it scares the shit out of me sometimes, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. And over the last 2 years, having that disconnection and not being able to experience this moment that we're all having right now, something that used to feel just like breathing, something that felt like it would happen whether I wanted to or not, I would just somehow end up in these rooms full of 20,000 people and they would be singing along to my songs, and it was just something that happened. And when that came to a screeching halt, just like everybody else's life over the last 2 years, this is feeling new to me again, which is fucking exciting, but it's also terrifying. Something that should feel so natural just doesn't anymore. And I just wanted to be honest about standing up here right now. It doesn't feel the same as if you would have come to see me 3 or 4 years ago. I'm just finding my feet up on this platform again. And I know that all of us are going through that same experience. We're just trying to integrate back into a reality that was moving so fast, so naturally, and now something that should just be like breathing is suddenly difficult and anxiety-inducing and scary. And I just want you to know that even though I'm up here in front of all of you, I'm just as scared as everybody else about where the world is going, what the future holds. But the good news is we're not alone. Even when we were disconnected, we are not alone. We're all in this together. And so I just want to be honest about where I'm at. And when I look out here and I see some Green Day t-shirts and sprinkled in some Miley shirts, maybe boyfriends, it's like, yeah, I fuck with Green Day. I know how, and I like the Miley sucks. And I see these shirts all around this arena from all different eras. I can tell how long you all have been with me. I saw a shirt down here. I think I'm fucking 13 years old on your shirt. I'm 22 years old on your shirt. That's the mullet era. So I can see, hey, Miley made me gay. I heard that's not a good thing, but I think it is. Yeah, a lot of dudes wear that. Yes, I'm into men with pussies. Are you gonna hold that up for the Green Day show? You should. It's awesome. So I just want to be honest about where I'm at, and I want to thank you guys for your loyalty over the years, and I want to thank you again for coming to my show tonight. And this song, I feel much better now that I just was honest and I told you that I'm fucking scared up here. This song is called Never Be Me. This song is off my newest record called Plastic Hearts, and I've never sang this song before live, so I look forward to doing it for you all.